topic. I wish I could understand. Sorry. I wish I could remember who said it, where I heard it. It has been quite a crazy week. But someone this week, I was listening to a podcast, I could tell you that much. And someone was talking about how when they wanted to explain to secular relatives what they were doing in Kollel, they told them that they were employed as a researcher. What does that mean? Their secular relatives understood that there are people who are paid to learn in certain areas, like a researcher. So you can be a science researcher, you take a specific area and you're learning about that and you're paid to do so. And he said, isn't that what we're doing when we're in full-time learning? When I'm sitting in Kollel, I'm being paid to research the word of God. And I thought that that was such an interesting way to put it, that what is research? Research is done that it's learning for the sake of learning, that we're learning in order to gain more information. And that's exactly what we're doing often when we're learning Torah. But the question can be asked, is that the purpose of learning Torah? Is the purpose of learning Torah in order that we should know more Torah, that we should learn and gain information and gain insights? Or is it that we should be learning Torah lide masa, that it should bring for action? Like, are we learning so that we should know what to do? Or are we learning for the sake of acquiring knowledge? So that's the question that we're going to delve into today. So we're on page 147, the purpose of Talmud Torah. We spoke last week about how much Torah we have to learn, but now we're talking about the why. Why are we learning Torah? What is the purpose of what we're doing? So we're going to begin in Masechet Kedushin in source number 18. And here it says, Lelamdo Torah minalan. Where do we learn that we have to learn Torah? Dichtiv, v'limadetem utam espenichem. In Sefer Devarim, it says that you should teach your children. And we've discussed this pasuk, and it says, v'limadetem utam espenichem, benichem v'lo espenoseichem. We talked about that pasuk already. But here it's using it for a different purpose. V'hicha delo agamre avuha. But what happens if your father did not finish teaching you? So what happens if you realize, mechayiv ihu lemegmar nafshei, is a person required to finish the learning for themselves? And the Gemara answers yes, mechayiv ihu lemegmar nafshei, that if someone realizes that their education from their parents was insufficient, they are then obligated to teach themselves. That you can't just say, my father was the one who was obligated to teach me, and now that's all I know, and continue on from there. No, rather, if you realize that your education was insufficient, you have to learn on your own. Dichtiv vilimaditem, as it says in Sefer Devarim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Aleph, vilimaditem, that you have to learn, that you should study. So the Gemara in Kedushin seems to be pointing us that there is a certain amount of knowledge that you have to have, that there is something that it becomes apparent to you that you don't have enough of. So it's not just enough to learn a little bit here, a little bit there, that you know some Torah. Rather, there seems to be a certain amount that you realize that you're not hitting that bar. So let's look in the Rambam to see what he seems to be implying in his statement, that maybe we can come to understand what is that in the Gemara, that what's the bar that you're not reaching. So let's see, we have one question in the chat. What is the difference between Lima Torah and Talmud Torah? Lima Torah would be to teach Torah, and Talmud Torah is to learn Torah. So there is the mitzvah to teach Torah, that a father is obligated to teach his child, but there's also the mitzvah of Talmud Torah that you are obligated to learn on your own. So each and every day you would have an obligation of Talmud Torah. That's what we discussed last week, that there's a certain amount you have to fulfill every day in order to fulfill your obligation to learn, but your parent also has an obligation incumbent upon them that they have to teach you. So those are sort of the two mitzvot that fall into place here. So let's look into the Rambam. And the Rambam tells us in source number 19, V'chayav l'schor milamir libino lilamdo. A person is required to hire a teacher to teach his child. Mishalo limdu aviv chayav lamed et atzmo kisheyakir. And someone who, so a father is obligated to teach his child. If he's not able to do it on his own, he's obligated to hire a teacher in order to do so. This is the idea that they used to have of the Malami, that used to like come to the town and used to teach the children. Even before there was formalized Jewish education, there was this idea of hiring a Malami, the Malami that would come and would tutor your child in Torah. However, Misha lo limdu aviv, but someone whose father did not fulfill this obligation and did not teach them sufficiently, chayav lamed et atzmo kisheyakir, when he recognizes this, so sort of the same idea that's coming up in the Gemara, when he recognizes this, he must teach himself. Shene emar v'limadtem otam u'shmartem la'asotam, that you have to learn it, u'shmartem la'asotam, and you have to guard it and to do it. V'chein, atam ote b'chol makom, and so you will find in all places. Shehatalmud kodem l'ma'asa, that if you want to be able to do, you have to learn. That learning comes before action. Mipnei shehatalmud mevi lidei ma'asa, because learning brings to action. The in hama'asa mevi lidei talmud. It can't be the opposite, that you're doing something and then you come to learn about it. What really needs to happen is that you need to learn about something and come to do it. That you have to know how you are supposed to do something. So based on reading this Rambam, and now going back to the Gemara, it seems to be, what would the child find that was insufficient in their education? And it seems that if we're reading the Rambam, which seems very similar in nature to the Gemara, we would say that it's he realizes that he doesn't know enough lidei ma'asa, that he doesn't know enough to fulfill his actions. So for example, let's say someone has always been Shomer Shabbos and his parents taught him, we don't turn on the lights on Shabbos and we don't drive on Shabbos and we make Kiddush on Shabbos and we light candles on Shabbos and when Shabbos ends, we make Havdalah. However, when a person establishes their own home, and maybe perhaps that's the first time they're doing something like cooking or cleaning, and they realize that there's all these areas that they don't really know the halacha about. How can I warm that thing up? Am I able to do that? Am I able to move that? Like all these questions that start to come up, and they realize that their education was insufficient. They would then be obligated to teach themselves. They can't say, it was my father's obligation to teach me Torah, and he didn't teach me enough, and I don't really know what I'm doing, but it was his obligation, not mine. So we say this is where the obligation of Talmud Torah comes in. The obligation of Talmud Torah is to make sure that you know enough to know how to do what you have to do, that we're all obligated to keep 613 mitzvos to the best of our ability, those that apply to us. And if we don't know enough Torah in order to fulfill them, that's why we have to learn more Torah. And we're going to talk about this when we talk about the Inyan of women and Talmud Torah, which Rabbi Reis covered briefly, but we're going to go a little bit more in depth, is this idea that even if you might say, oh, that seems very limiting, that we're only learning what we have to do, we could literally spend all day, every day, learning halacha, and it would still take us ages to get through everything that we have to do in a day. So there's just so much to know about what we have to do that it's very, very reasonable to say that that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, is to learn to understand how to do what we have to do. However, so from this halacha, it seems that we're obligated to study only if he was taught not by his father, but if one was taught by his father, one would be exempt. And it would seem that the next line provides the reason. Torah leads to, this is just the summary of the Rambam, the Torah study leads to proper fulfilling of the mitzvot and therefore takes precedence. So one must teach himself only if he has not yet learned how to perform them. But a few halachot later, the Rambam seems to say something different. So first, it seems to say that you're just obligated to learn what it is that you need to know how to do, because learning leads to action. However, in source number 20, the Rambam, a few halachot later, says, Kol ish mi Yisrael chayav b'talmud Torah. Every man from Am Yisrael is obligated in Talmud Torah. Bein ani, bein ashir, whether he is poor, whether he is rich, bein shalim begufo, ubein bal yisurin, whether he is of full body or whether he has suffered greatly. Being bachor or being shehuzakin, whether he's young or whether he's old, shetashash kocha, whether he's already old and weak, afilu haya ani hamitparnis min hatzdaka, even if he's an ani, even if he is a poor person who is taking tzedakah from others, umechazer al haptachim, and he's going door to door, he still has an obligation to learn Torah. Vaafilu baal isha ubanim, even if he is a husband and has children, chayav lekboaz lozman l'talmud Torah biyom uvalayla. He is still obligated to set aside time to learn in the day and in the night. And he should learn day and night. Until when is one obligated to learn Torah? Until the day of his death. Upen yasur milvavecha kol yimei chayecha. V'kol zman shelo yasok b'limud hu shochayach. And the Rambam ends with a very strong point here. He says, every single person is obligated to learn Torah, whether they're old, whether they're young, whether they're rich, whether they're poor. Every man within Am Yisrael is obligated to set aside time, day and night to learn Torah. And he says, you're obligated to learn Torah until the day of your death, because the moment that you're not learning, you're forgetting. That once you let yourself pause from the process of learning, you begin to forget. And so here it seems like there's something more existential in nature to Talmud Torah than just knowing what it is that we need to do. Because if we're only doing what we need to do on the day before your death, there's not much more you're going to be doing. However, yet the Rambam says that it's still important because every moment that you're not learning, you're forgetting. So perhaps there's this other element to Talmud Torah that it's not just practical, that it's not just we're learning what it is we need to do. Perhaps there is something more existential in nature. So for that, we look down at the Beis Halevi, source number 21. So the Beis Halevi is Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik of Brisk. So he is earlier in the Brisker dynasty, but of course, the namesake of the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik. So this is the Beis Halevi in source number 21. And Briskers are very serious about their Talmud Torah. He says there are two facets to Talmud Torah. There's one element that's practical, that we need to know what it is we need to do. The imloyal mode, and if you haven't learned, how are you possibly going to fulfill what you need to do? That someone who's an am ha'aretz, someone who's ignorant, can't be a chassid, can't be pious. Amnam yesh od ma'ala heve halimud gam mitzvas ase la'atzmo. However, he says Talmud Torah is also a mitzvas ase in and of itself. It's not just a hechsher mitzvah. It's not just something that allows you to carry out the other mitzvot. Rather, it is a mitzvah bifnei atzmo. It's a mitzvah in and of itself. V'kemo hanachas tefillin v'kedoma, just like any other mitzvah. So it must have an inherent purpose aside from allowing us to do other mitzvot. V'nimsa have shtei b'chinos. We find that there are two facets, mivola hamitzvot, vegam tachlit b'fnei atzmo. So we find that there is the hechsher mitzvah element, that there is the element of Talmud Torah that allows us to fulfill other mitzvot, but there's also its own purpose. Vezehu de'ita b'menachos. This can be found in the Gemara Menachos. Sha'al ben Dome. Dehachiyav dehavi mishum kiyom hamitzvot hakvar yatzabo. That even if one has already fulfilled their obligation to learn all the halachot of what it is that they have to do, kivan sheyodea kol haTorah kula heachla asot didvar hanaseh leizo tachlis. Even if they have gotten to a point where they know every single halacha, they know everything that it is they have to do, ein lo lehamshich yoter mivi haTorah leoto haTachlis hamivukash v'rak mikol makom chayav mitzad atzmam hamitzvah shalimad haTorah. So he has already fulfilled his obligation to learn the practical side of Talmud Torah. However, the obligation still stands bifnei atzmo, in and of itself. There is a mitzvah to learn Torah, learning for the sake of learning, research into the Torah, that we are learning in order to acquire more Torah knowledge. And I think we can recognize this multifaceted approach to Talmud Torah when we look at our gedolim. When Rav Shechter walks into the Beis Medrash and somebody asks him a halachic shaila, I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure that most of the time Rav Shechter is not learning something new when he looks up the answer to their question. Rav Shechter already knows probably pretty much every halacha of every question that somebody could ask him. He's brilliant. He's learned it all. He knows every halacha that will lead to action. However, day in and day out, he goes into the Beis Medrash and he learns and he learns and he learns more. And he learns things that he's already learned before. Because every time we learn something, we come to it with a new approach. That this is what the Beis Halevi is saying, that there's this second nature of Torah. That it's not just the practical, because the practical, you can come to the end of the learning. But this second facet of learning Torah, that is just for the sake of gaining the Torah knowledge and revisiting and looking at Torah differently, that has no ends. Because there's always another sefer you can learn. There's always another parish you can learn. Torah is endless. And when you look at Torah in that way, that there's the practical element. There's also the broader, more philosophical elements of learning Torah. That's when we recognize the entirety of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I just on this, just remembering something that happened when I was in seminary, I was learning with one of my chavrusas and she began to get overwhelmed. And she said, like, there, you start off seminary and you have like this list of things you want to learn. And then like, you slowly realize that you're only a human being. And even though you're like excited about learning, like there's limits to how much you can possibly do. So she called over our Rebbe and she said to him, like, what am I going to do? Like, there's so much Torah. Like, she was like, I'm never going to get to anything. Like, I'll barely make it through the thing that's in front of us right now. And he said to her something that has stuck with me and that I think really shines a light on how we all feel in approaching Torah, is that he said, when you're just starting out in Torah, your goal is to learn everything that there is to know. And he says, as you mature a little bit further, you set your goal as, I just want to learn half of what's out there. And the further and further you enter into Torah, the more and more you realize there is, and less you set your goal to accomplish. So first you're like, I'm going to learn every single sefer in the Beis Medrash. And then you move on and you're like, wow, if I even accomplish half of what's here, that'll be a miracle. And slowly you're like, let me just master this one sefer. And he said, that's a certain maturity, recognizing that there is an endless amount of Torah to know, and that our job is just to start learning it. And just to enter into it and work through it one sefer at a time. The goal is not to dive into the entire Beis Medrash at once. So the Beis HaLevi uses this same principle to explain a famous Gemara in Nedarim. So this is the Gemara in Nedarim on source number 22. Da'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mai dichtiv, mi ha'ish ha'chacham vi'avinet zu, v'asher diber pi Hashem ilav, v'yegda alma avda ha'aretz. It says in Yirmiyahu, who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare for what the land is perished and laid waste like a wilderness so that none passes through? So what is this pasuk talking about? Davar ze nish'al l'chachamim v'l'neviim v'lo pirshuhu. We asked this pasuk to neviim and to chachamim and they didn't explain it. Ad she'pirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atmo. Until Hashem translated this pasuk on his own dichtiv, Vayomer Hashem, al azvam et torati, do not abandon my Torah, asher natati lifnehem, v'lo shamu b'koli, v'lo halchu ba. You shouldn't abandon my ways and not walk in the ways of the Torah. Hainu, lo shamu b'koli, what is this that you shouldn't listen to my voice? Hainu, lo halchu ba. You haven't walked in its ways. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, she'in mevarchin b'torah tchila. Rabbi Yehuda ends off and says, we're discussing this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, that it says we weren't able to understand until Hashem gave an explanation on his own. And Hashem says, lo shem ubekoli, that you, Hashem says, don't abandon my Torah, even though lo shem ubekoli, that you have not listened to my voice. And the Gemara ends off and says, what does this mean that we have not listened to Hashem's voice? That it says, v'lo halchuba, that you didn't go in the ways of the Torah, but also v'lo shem ubekoli. She'in mevarchim b'torah tchila, that you didn't bless the Torah tchila. What does that mean? So according to the Gemara, the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was that the Jews were sent into exile and that they did not recite Berchas HaTorah, the blessing recited daily on Torah study prior to learning Torah. This passage is difficult to understand. What is the significance of the people not reciting Berchos HaTorah? And why is this transgression sufficiently severe to warrant the Jewish people being exiled from Eretz Yisrael? So that's what this Gemara is talking about. This pasuk about us being exiled, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And it says it's all due to Ein Mevarchim B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Berchos HaTorah. So the Beis HaLevi applies this same principle in his explanation of this Gemara. So we're in source number 23 on the next page. V'hinei b'nedarim, al azvam b'torati, shelo hayu mevarchim b'torah tchila, v'chein amar sham, mipnei ma'in talmidi chachamim, mitzuyin yutzin mivneihem talmidi chachamim, she'in mevarchim b'torah tchila. So we say, it also says, and for what reason is it not common for Torah scholars to give rise to Torah scholars from among their sons? Like, why do we find that so often Talmidei Chachamim don't produce other Talmidei Chachamim? What causes this? She'in mevarchim b'torah tchila, because they didn't make the brachot on the Torah beforehand. V'lefi ha'mevar la'ayil yesh lomar, Dehim hayusovrim de liman haTorah ino mitzvah mitzad atzma, because they looked at Torah as not a mitzvah in and of itself. Raki kar mashatarich lo mod hu kedeli da heach v'mala asot v'haikar hu haasiya, because they looked at the Torah in a mistaken way. They looked at Talmud Torah as a means to an end. They looked at it as a way of accomplishing what it is that they needed to do, and they didn't look at it as a mitzvah bifnei atma. V'ha amrinam b'nachos t'kol mitzvah she'asita gemar mitzvah kigon mila mivarchen aleha v'chol mitzvah she'in asiyata gemar mitzvah. And we already know from the Gemara Menachos that what are the rules of brachot? If you're not going to fulfill a complete mitzvah, then you don't make a bracha on it. So with bris milah, you're doing the whole entire action there, so you make a bracha on it. But if you weren't going to be able to fulfill the entire mitzvah this time, im nivarchan aleha, like we don't make a bracha in the morning and say, baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam asher kitashanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu, that we should love our brothers as ourselves, because you're never going to fulfill the entirety of v'yahavta reyacha kamocha in one day. You don't make a bracha on something that you can't fulfill all of. V'mishem ha'achi lefi da'atam lohi mevarchin berchot ator kivan te'inu gemar mitzvah. So therefore, why did these talmidei chachamim, or why did these individuals not make a bracha on Talmud Torah? Why did they not make berchas ha'torah? Because they didn't think that it was a gemar mitzvah. That if you're entering into Talmud Torah anticipating that the goal is to learn every single halacha of every single thing that you need to do, that's endless. However, if you recognize that Talmud Torah is a mitzvah bifnei atma, that it's a mitzvah in and of itself to gain more Torah knowledge, then for sure you can do an entire act of acquiring knowledge in one day. And therefore, of course, we would make a bracha on it. So the Beis Halevi is giving us this point, that he's giving us the real ikker here of Talmud Torah. That while we may find that there is the practical aspect of Talmud Torah that we saw in the Gemara, we saw in the Rambam, that we need to learn what we need to do. We can't be ignorant just because we haven't learned it. Doesn't mean we don't have to do it properly. So we have to learn so that we can perform properly. But the Beis Halevi added onto us this additional level of Talmud Torah being a mitzvah bifnei atzma, which we knew from last week that there is a certain amount you have to learn. But he's saying, what is the purpose of what it is you're learning? That in the second element of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah is the learning itself. That it's not about the ma'asa that it brings to, but it's about enriching yourself with Torah knowledge. It's about gaining more Torah perspectives, more Torah values. It's gleaning everything from the Torah, even if it's not necessarily something that we are going to directly put into actionable practice. To conclude for today, there is this two-part nature to Talmud Torah, that while we have an amount that we talked about last week, we have to learn a certain amount per day, when we're approaching it and trying to think about how are we looking at what it is we're doing, we're saying there's the practical and there's the theoretical. Do we have a question? Do we have a question? Oh, I see we have one thing in the chat. Thinking of the Uncle Maishi song, I want to be a Talmud Chacham one day. I need to learn all the Sfarim in the library.
Yes.
Uncle Maishi really gets it right.